retro future. I like things that used to be modern, and I like the nostalgia associated with that. I use that as a backdrop for telling quite human stories, and I think probably as I get older, I'm less interested in spending my time twiddling knobs and trying to find fantastic sounds or grooves, and I'm more focused on the storytelling and on the songwriting aspect of it, and the production and the musical style that I adopt is, you know, whatever helps the story along. So in something like Evil Twin Brother, it might be urban trance music. On the other hand, for 17 Hills, it's almost like a classic American ballad, a jailbreak, a robbery, a death, a car chase, an ambush, and so on.